Now, I told you earlier this morning that we would have the Inspector Leon Andrews talking to us. And Leon is the Area Commander, Burpengary Command, Greater Brisbane Region, Metro North Zone. Good morning, Leon.
Rosemary, thank you very much. And what a great introduction. Fantastic to be here.
Now, Leon, with the weather, it's warming up and it's letting us know that spring is just around the corner, and I'm pretty sure it's here today. But we generally start thinking about spring cleaning our homes. But how about this? What about we've been shut up all winter, so there are some things that we've got to think about with summer coming. What are some of the things that we need to think about in regards to fire safety?
Yeah, absolutely. So spring cleaning, what does that mean? And well, one thing it does mean is it's a little bit earlier this year than usually. So, you know, we're just midway through August and we're going to have to start looking at that. The weather's warming up, so let's start cleaning up around the home. Mm-hmm. So gutters for a start. So, you know, they've had all that winter, they've had the westerly winds, they've got all the leaves in there, they're starting to fill up. What are the problems with leaves in the gutters? So if we get storms, and that's on the cards these days at the moment, we might get a lot of water in the gutters, they get into the eaves, and all of a sudden you've got water running inside your house and you go, goodness, where'd that come from? That's, you know, and that's nasty. We don't want that. Mm. But also too, there might be a fire up the road. We get the embers, they land in your gutter, they start smouldering through. Then all of a sudden you've got a fire in the roof. And that's the last thing we need. So, you know, clean out the gutters at home. And if you're not confident doing it, get onto social media, go to the yellow pages, go to Google, find someone that can come out, give those gutters a clean and get them nice and clean. So that's one of the things we want to do. Overhanging trees. So, you know, you might have them overhanging on the house, or you might have them in the yard and they're dropping a lot of leaves. They can become a hazard. So maybe it's time to trim those up too. So get rid of clutter around the yard. We're going to start mowing the lawn. We all know that now, aren't we? Because that lawn's going to start growing. It didn't go brown and die off this year. So let's get out the mower and start with that. So in the shed, how are we storing those chemicals? How are we storing that fuel? So, you know, don't be putting the petrol in the 2 litre Coke bottle and having it out there and starting to spill all over the place, or the Roundup that's starting to leak. Let's get those chemicals safe and get them out of the way. So, you know, pets aren't drinking out of the bottles and kids aren't picking them up. So we want to do that too. So that's the sort of stuff that we're looking at for, you know, our spring cleaning.
So it's not just the house. How about the fire pits, Leon?
Look, you know, great time of year, isn't it? So, you know, we're starting to venture outside now because winter has started to disappear for us. So we want to venture outside. We want to get the friends around. We want to have a fire pit. So, you know, what have we got to do, and are we allowed to do it? That's probably the question that's on everyone's lips. And yeah, we can have a fire pit, providing it's contained and it's a purpose-built fire pit. So don't just go out, get a few bits of timber, throw it on the concrete and go, here we go. We need to have a proper little brazier or a properly constructed fire pit.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, and some of the things around it, it's got to be contained. We've got to have the timber inside of it. We don't want to build a bonfire. We don't want the neighbours complaining. So it should be off the ground too. So we don't want it, you know, burning on the grass, and we don't want it getting away, because then we're coming back to all that clutter and that on there. So that's what we're looking at doing.
Okay. Now, Leon, and I'll just remind our listeners that we are speaking to the area commander of the QFES, for goodness sake, Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. Leon, it seems that every day we're hearing about cars that are being stolen or homes are being broken into, and we need to have an evacuation plan. How do we create a balance between security and safety?
Yeah, that is a great question. We really want that. We, you know, we turn the news on every night now and we're seeing that people's places are getting broken into. We're seeing people that are scared. Everyone's going, oh, we've got to lock up. We've got to bar the windows. We've got to have deadlocks on there. And that's fantastic. That's going to create a safe inside. But then what happens if we do get a fire inside? How do we get out?
Yep.
So what we have to do is we've got to have an evacuation plan and we've got to practice it. Now, it's not just for, you know, yourself in there. It's your whole family. And where do you put the keys? You know, if you have deadlocks on there and that, where are the keys? So, you know, is it, you know, out of reach for the kids if they get up first and they've got to get out? You know, does everyone know where they are? So, you know, sometimes you might have to leave them in the locks. You've got to know where every, you know, where your exits are, and you need to practice it. And that doesn't mean, you know, during the middle of the day when it's nice and sunny and all the lights are on. that might mean that, you know, night time when you, all you've got is a torch, or you've got to feel your way around and do that. So QFD has a great website, and you can go on there and you can actually download the evacuation plan, and that will give you options like, you know, where you put your keys, you know, do you have multiple escape routes, do you have bars on your windows, that sort of stuff. So I encourage people to actually go there, have a look at our website and work out an evacuation plan. But importantly, please, please, please practice it with your family, because that is really important.
Actually, and just on that, Leon, it could be a little bit of a game. We could have a game, hey?
And absolutely, make, yeah.
You know, learn while you have fun.
Learn while you have fun, but not only that too, you know, simulate there's a fire in the house. Everyone wake up, get out. Now, time how long it takes to get out, stay out, and get to the driveway or wherever your evacuation point's going to be for your family.
Yep.
And then maybe 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, do it again and time it again and see how long it takes to get out. Now, what are we going to do when we get out? That's the next question. Come on, Rosemary. What's going to happen? What are you going to do?
I'd be calling 000.
You'd call 000. Yep. That's exactly right. So 000 is extremely important. So what we're seeing nowadays, people are getting very educated with a lot of things that they're doing. Social media seems to be everyone's go-to, doesn't it? And so what they do is they might see a bit of smoke in the distance, or they might see something going on and they go, oh, gee, I don't want to upset the 000 call takers and I don't want to be a nuisance. So I might just go and have a look and see what the local fire station's phone number is and I might give them a call. So they ring the local fire station, or they ring Bob up the road or Bill, and they tell him what's going on, and they don't ring 000, and therein lies the problem. Now, what we want is we want people to ring 000, because if we get a lot of calls to a particular incident, and don't feel bad because they go, oh, someone else will ring, well, someone may not. So if we get 10 or 12 or 20 calls to a job, they can marry those up and they go, oh, this must be a serious job because we're getting lots of calls. We are going to send multiple resources. If you ring the local fire station, they've only got one truck. That job might require three or four fire trucks. It might require ambulance, police, council. It might require a lot of resources. So, yeah, ring 000. Don't be afraid to do it. And also, too, in times of ringing 000, people get very nervous. They're very stressed. And they start forgetting things. And they go, oh, what's your address? Gee, I don't know. I used to live at John Street or Smith Street. And this happens.
Yeah.
It's not just for children. Believe it or not, children are great at ringing 000. It's the adults that often struggle because they tend to take stress a lot worse than what the children do. So, yeah, please practice it and try and remain calm. And don't get upset when the 000 call taker asks you a lot of questions. They're not doing that because they get paid by the amount of words they use. They're doing it because they need to get as much information so they can send the right amount of resources, but also, too, they can tell the responding vehicles what's really going on.
There you go. I think, Leon, that we've probably taken up about as much time as we can this morning, and you and I could sit here for half an hour more talking about this, but we want you to come back at another day, so we'll leave it for today. But if you've missed any of this, listeners, and this is very important information that Leon has given us this morning, you can get onto the 101.5 website later on and click on podcast, and you can listen to the full interview again. Queensland Fire Department Area Commander Inspector Leon Andrews, thanks so much for joining us today and keeping us informed and connected, Leon. And all of that stuff that you've told us this morning, mate, if people get a quarter of that and act on it, we'll be laughing.
Rosemary, that is absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for once again having me here for your listeners. And you remember the deal, Station the Rock, Station the Bop, Station that never stops, 101.5. Don't touch that dial unless you're turning it up. Cheers for having me.
Thanks very much.